Hi there. The word for you today is make giving a lifestyle. In 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 we read, God loves a person who gives cheerfully. The story is told of a kid who had just learned to tie his shoes and he was crying. So his mom asked him, is it that hard? No, he sobbed, but now I'll have to do it for the rest of my life. Is that how you feel about giving? You want to learn, but you're not sure that you want to make it a lifestyle? Some swallows were teaching their young to fly from a branch overhanging a lake. One by one, the mother bird pushed each of her chicks to the end until, somewhere between the branch and the water, they discovered they could fly. Their mother understood what they didn't. And what's that? Simply this. Until you learn to fly, you're not really living. Understand this. Giving is an action built into us by God. It's the air into which we were born. But until you realize that, you'll cling to everything you have. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 tells us, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Stop and think. Everything in life begins with a seed. Your seed is anything that can multiply. Your love, your time, yes, and even your money. And your harvest is what comes back to you in benefits like joy, good relationships, and yes, added finances. So, if what you have right now is not enough to be a harvest, sow it as a seed, believing God to multiply it back to you in the areas you need it most. Go ahead, you'll love the results. Giving is like flying. When you learn to let go of what you're clinging to and launch out, you begin to realize, this is how I was born to live.